May I speak in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As we all know, today is Pentecost, a great celebration for the Church, celebrated as the birthday of the Christian Church and the beginning of its mission. Today, as the family of God, we have gathered to celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles. We may all have an image in our minds, an image of a house filled with a mighty wind, a wind that had come from nowhere, tongues of fire dancing upon each disciple's head, as the Holy Spirit descended, enlightening, guiding, and sanctifying them. In Acts we read, Jesus said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witness." Dramatic as this is, the focus of Pentecost is not the wind and the fire. It is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit which brings to the Church all the gifts of God, all that we need for life and salvation. I'm sure the apostles and all those present in that upper room, whilst being filled with wonder, will also have experienced great fear. They won't have understood what was happening. To them be witness to the apostles speaking in tongues, languages they couldn't understand. They must have feared what might happen next. In John, we read, "The Holy Spirit, whom God will send in my name, shall teach you all things." Pentecost is the fulfillment of this promise. As the apostles received the Holy Spirit, they were empowered, enlightened, able to reach out to people, to make new disciples. Today, the Christian Church continues to worship, to pray together. We are united in our aim to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, to respond to the Holy Spirit as it calls us to grow the Church of God, to be one Church. Here today, within our Church, as a living, vibrant community of faith, the Holy Spirit is in each of us. The Holy Spirit works through us. We are the living temple. We all know it's impossible for the worldwide church and its many believers to meet and worship in one place. But as Christians together, united in the Spirit, we can work together. We can bring nations together. We can work to spread the word of God here and around the world. Each week, something important happens when we gather in the name of God, when as brothers and sisters in faith, we worship together, as we prepare to hear the message of Christ. Each Eucharist, in the breaking of bread, the Pentecost miracle continues. As Christians, the love of God is in our hearts. We must, each of us, be open to recognise the will of God, the word of God, to seek God with all our hearts, to receive all that God offers us, to trust and depend on the Holy Spirit. To acknowledge that the gift of the Holy Spirit empowers, guides, and leads us to serve God's purpose. The Holy Spirit is a continuous presence in our lives. The Holy Spirit teaches us to open our hearts to God, to grow in faith, restores us to be more Christ-like. As followers of Jesus, we each bear witness to Christ's work in the world. Through our being, we bring the light of Christ to others. We need the wisdom and power of the Holy Spirit. We need each other. We must trust in the Holy Spirit to be our guide as we each share our faith in the world. Understandably, today, many people will look at the troubles in the world and will ask, where, how do we see the Holy Spirit working today? Unfortunately, we don't have answers to why atrocities happen, why people go hungry, why there is conflict. But I believe we must all have faith and place our trust in God the Father. Remember, each of us is a disciple. Everyone has a calling from God. We are, each of us, a light in the world. We all have a purpose, an invitation. We can all continue the work that Jesus prepared his disciples for. We can all spread the good news of Jesus Christ, share with those who haven't heard or don't yet believe. God will lead us where he wants us to be. As a living temple made up of people who love and follow Jesus, our calling is to peacefully and by example show humanity how to love and care for each other. We all know that today we can't expect to witness tongues of fire, to all begin speaking in many tongues. But we believe and feel the Holy Spirit is present among us. Each week in the Apostles' Creed, we proclaim our belief as we say, I believe in the Holy Spirit. Christians believe we receive the Holy Spirit when we are baptized. The Holy Spirit brings us spiritually alive. We are empowered and strengthened. Accepting God into our lives fills us with his presence. The Holy Spirit dwells in each one of us, gives us courage to proclaim our faith, to be our Lord's witness in the world, united as the family of God. We have come today to give thanks for the Holy Spirit in our lives, to worship God, to give thanks for the gift of his only Son. In this period of vacancy, we have witnessed the work of the Holy Spirit. As a community of faith, we have witnessed how the three congregations, our clergy, our wardens, lay ministers, our very many volunteers, have come together. We have been united, everyone working together to continue our work as the body of Christ. I believe we have been guided, led by the Spirit, to continue the work of Jesus. Here at St. Helens, we have been blessed by new congregation members, newly baptized adults and children, everyone bringing with them a spirit of love and commitment. As Christians together, filled with the Holy Spirit, we can reach out, share our faith. The power of the Holy Spirit equips us to be a united, loving, faithful church. Amen.